Park City Council will consider approval of the purchase agreement in the upcoming July 13th and 20th council meetings. It'll cost the city $19.5 million to purchase the property. This will be funded through a transient room tax that the city will bond against. Nate Rockwood is the project manager and explains how the financing works.
Well, we won't bond against it all. One of the things that we do with all of our bonds is that we'll never allow debt on a single revenue source go beyond 65% of that revenue source. So if you issued a debt against a 15-year bond on the 2.2, you would be in the $22-24 million range. But that said, you would still have that other percentage of cash coming in that could also be pushed into the project.
Sundance Institute and the Kimball Arts Center will purchase development lots from the city for about $7 million, where they'll build their respective headquarters and art venue. The city says they'll house other cultural-related amenities, a transit hub, and parking. The plans also call for 60 to 90,000 square feet of retail office space and affordable housing. Rockwood says they'll look at other projects around the country for best planning concepts.
Well, what we want that to include is buildings that support this concept of the arts and culture area. What type of concepts we can put into this one that will make this one work. We know that Kimball and Sundance on their own are huge anchors, but they're not going to make the whole area just work exactly how we want. So we want to be really careful that we put a good mix. We want to get a good live-work feel in there, but we also want to get a place where the locals, visitors, anybody comes there, feels like there's different amenities that can serve their needs.
Park City Manager Diane Foster says the property owner Mark Fisher and city attorneys have negotiated mitigation plans in the event there are soil issues in the area. Foster says they're talking to all the businesses to explore ways to retain the local establishments.
With the NIAs, and obviously there's outreach that's been done to the owner of that business. And I think if not in that spot, then another spot in the city. It is a gathering spot. It does serve not only the Latino community, but the whole community. And having grocery stores in town are things that are important to any city. We've heard from the Maverick that they wanted, when they build a new station, they basically want an acre or an acre and a quarter, something like that. So they build out their full mini mart and everything else. Well, that's probably not possible within city limits.
Foster says they're at the beginning of the planning process and public input is needed.
And part of the reason why the transient room tax makes sense is that we don't have to maximize the density in that area, so it can have a better feel, more walkability, connectivity. And we're going to need the public to come out and talk to us about what do they think about offering reduced rents. Is there some type of program where the first couple of years a new artist could have a reduced rent and then it scales up over time, as we've done with some events in the community? So those are all open and opportunities. We've heard City Council talk about an interest in some nonprofit space in there as well. Obviously, there's not enough to fit all of the wonderful nonprofits we have in the community. However, I think there's going to be interest in that as well.
I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.